little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Again, a similar sort of area, dementia and agitation. We changed the personality to Joyce rather than Sheila on this occasion. So Joyce has come to see me, and we're just going to ask Joyce some questions because she's been in a care home now for several months, and the staff have asked you to come and see her because she's not quite right. She's mouthing off a little bit and tending to hit people as they try and walk past. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, if that's okay. Joyce, how are you feeling?
Okay, I suppose just a little under the weather, really. I've had a bit of a cold and, but other than that, I'm okay.
So no other symptoms or problems that you've noticed?
No, not really. Just, like I say, a little more tired, a bit under the weather.
Are you in any pain at all?
Oh, well, my hips and knees do ache, you know, with this arthritis. I mean, I know why, and I'm probably not getting out enough.
Are you taking anything for that pain?
Sometimes paracetamols.
Has there been any suggestion that you've had any fever or sweats or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just going to check with the nurse that's here with you, if that's okay, Joyce. Has Joyce had any accidents with her waterworks or with her bowels at all? Is she going regularly?
Oh, yes, doctor, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, she's not really had any accidents, and she seems to just be going every couple of days to move her bowels.
Has Joyce been short of breath at all or had a cough?
I don't think she has, no. Is your breathing all right, Joyce? Oh, yes, doctor.
So, we've just tested a urine sample, and that urine sample on the DIP test doesn't suggest a water infection, and she's had no particular symptoms that make us think of a water infection. There's no suggestion that she's constipated either. Usually it's not. I mean, you were wondering about whether we should be giving her sleeping tablets because she's calling out on a night, but that's probably the worst thing that we could do, and it's not a very effective way of dealing with her distress either. Often what she might need under these circumstances is a bit of social interaction or distraction for these minor problems. But it's certainly worthwhile because she did mention that she's having quite a lot of trouble with pain. And even if she hadn't mentioned pain, it's worthwhile thinking about that, because if we can't find a reason for her agitation, then it's often worthwhile just trying on a simple painkiller and see if that can make a difference, because it often does. Let's get you to safety net me for leaving Joyce, and we've not really treated her with anything today.
Okay, so if you do notice Joyce is unduly distressed in the future, it's always worth checking a urine sample. And we always, you know, want to think of constipation as well. And often we would suggest we do come out and just check her back passage and make sure she isn't too constipated. We also usually just examine joints and make sure there isn't anything too painful. If we can't find anything obvious, using paracetamol in the first instance, just in case she's in pain and that's the cause of her agitation, is a good idea. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds very reasonable. So next time this happens, we probably ought to bring a urine sample to you and just keep an eye out for a bowel habit. And watch out just in case she's in pain, and if we think that she might be in pain, we could give that a go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.